Bonjour à tous, hello!
Bonjour, Eric here, the best French dish you ever have.
Hi, this is Virginie, and I'm with Eric again.
Again, Virginie's with me.
Yes.
What are we going to be looking at today?
Today, we will learn about the verb être, to be at the past tense.
And we're also going to be using indirect pronouns and phrases such as tell me.
Our dialogue takes place at Eve and Catherine's place, still.
And they're talking about tomorrow's big plans.
Let's listen to the conversation.
À table.
Ce repas est vraiment incroyable.
Oui. J'ai un mari exceptionnel. J'ai beaucoup de chance.
Une belle maison, un repas délicieux, c'est le paradis.
Oh, arrête. Alors, dis-moi, c'est comment la France?
Oh, c'est génial. Les gens sont sympas et c'est magnifique.
Et comment c'était l'hippodrome de Longchamp?
C'était vraiment génial. Et il faisait très beau.
Ah, l'hippodrome de Longchamp. Nous avons beaucoup de souvenirs là-bas.
Mais c'était il y a longtemps.
À propos, nous allons à Vincennes demain.
Ah ouais, j'ai hâte.
One more time, a little more slowly.
Encore une fois, plus lentement.
À table.
Ce repas est vraiment incroyable.
Oui, j'ai un mari exceptionnel. J'ai beaucoup de chance.
Une belle maison, un repas délicieux, c'est le paradis.
Oh, arrête. Alors, dis-moi, c'est comment la France?
Oh, c'est génial. Les gens sont sympas et c'est magnifique.
Et comment c'était l'hippodrome de Longchamp?
C'était vraiment génial et il faisait très beau.
Ah, l'hippodrome de Longchamp. Nous avons beaucoup de souvenirs là-bas.
Mais c'était il y a longtemps.
À propos, nous allons à Vincennes demain.
Ah oui, j'ai hâte.
One more time with the translation.
Encore une fois, avec la traduction.
À table. Dinner's ready.
Ce repas est vraiment incroyable.
This meal is really incredible.
Oui, j'ai un mari exceptionnel. J'ai beaucoup de chance. Yes, I have an outstanding husband. I'm very lucky.
Une belle maison, un repas délicieux, c'est le paradis.
A beautiful house, a delicious meal, it's paradise.
Oh, arrête. Alors, dis-moi, c'est comment la France? Oh, stop it. So, tell me, how's France?
Oh, c'est génial. Les gens sont sympas et c'est magnifique.
Wow, it's great. People are nice and it's gorgeous.
Et comment c'était l'hippodrome de Longchamp?
And how is the Longchamp racetrack?
C'était vraiment génial. Et il faisait très beau.
It was really great and it was really beautiful out.
Ah, l'hippodrome de Longchamp. Nous avons beaucoup de souvenirs là-bas. Oh, the Longchamp racetrack. We have a lot of memories there.
Mais c'était il y a longtemps.
Yes, but it was a long time ago.
À propos, nous allons à Vincennes demain. By the way, we're going to Vincennes tomorrow.
Ah ouais, j'ai hâte.
Oh yes, I can't wait. So, Joe enjoyed his day at horse racing. I mean, is that like a usual thing to do?
to bet on horses?
Yeah, is that like a typical French weekend? You go to the casinos and bet on horses?
No, not really. But yeah, some people do, actually. I had some friends that were hooked on betting on horses.
Wow. Yeah. Gamblers Anonymous friends.
Exactly. But it's actually, when you go there, it's a fun day. It's not only gambling, because there are a lot of people. It's usually sunny. It's in the summer, and you have horses, and it's just the atmosphere. You know, it's like when you go to a game or...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
It's like a sporting event, I guess. What was the name of the place? The Longchamp Hippodrome?
Yeah, l'Hippodrome de Longchamp.
You've been there, you said.
I've been there once, yeah. And otherwise, we have casinos too in France, but I've never been to a French casino ever.
Really?
No, yeah, because they're not usual. They're usual on the Riviera.
Okay.
And in Monaco, obviously, but that's not France. And there are some around Paris, but they're forbidden in the cities.
Ah.
So we don't have any within the cities. So
you have to go out and do this.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Huh. Interesting.
It's not as exciting as Las Vegas.
Have you been to Vegas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you haven't been to the one in France, so you really can't compare.
Yeah, maybe. It's true.
Okay. In any case, let's get into a little vocabulary.
Une table.
A table.
Une table. Une table.
All right.
Un repas.
A meal.
Un repas. Un repas.
Ensuite, then.
Incroyable.
Incredible.
Incroyable. Incroyable.
All right.
Exceptionnel.
Outstanding.
Exceptionnel. Exceptionnel.
Oh, okay, next.
Beaucoup de.
A lot of.
Beaucoup de. Beaucoup de.
Okay.
La chance.
Luck.
La chance. La chance. Le paradis.
Paradise.
Le paradis. Le paradis.
Okay.
Beau.
Masculine.
Belle.
Feminine. Beautiful.
Beau. Belle. Beau. Belle.
Ensuite, then.
Génial.
Great.
Génial. Génial.
OK.
Les gens.
People.
Les gens. Les gens.
OK.
Magnifique.
Gorgeous.
Magnifique. Magnifique.
OK.
Un hippodrome.
A racetrack.
Un hippodrome. Un hippodrome.
All right.
Un souvenir.
A memory.
Un souvenir. Un souvenir.
Next.
Il y a longtemps.
A long time ago.
Il y a longtemps. Il y a longtemps.
Ensuite.
À propos.
By the way.
À propos. À propos.
All right.
Avoir hâte.
Can't wait.
Avoir hâte. Avoir hâte.
And finally.
Ah oui.
Ah yes.
Ah oui. Ah oui. So our first phrase here is à propos.
And that's by the way.
Catherine uses it as a transition to talk about their trip to Vincennes the following day. So you use it at the beginning of a sentence to mark a transition.
And the first word is going to be the preposition à.
Oui, and then it's followed by propos, which means statement or speech.
Again, à propos.
À propos, Eric, we have another little phrase in our dialogue, and it's j'ai hâte.
Which means I can't wait.
So let's see what the expression is.
This is from avoir hâte, to literally have haste.
So when you conjugate it, it's what Joe says, j'ai,
I have,
and hâte,
haste.
Right. I have haste. I can't wait.
Now, if you want to say I can't wait to work,
you will just add the preposition de right after j'ai hâte.
J'ai hâte de travailler.
J'ai hâte de, and then your verb, travailler.
Now, if the verb is going to start with a vowel, we all know what to do, right?
Yes, now I think by now we know. The E of de will drop.
So it's J'ai hâte d'aller à Vincennes. And the j'ai hâte de, it's D apostrophe aller, A-L-L-E-R.
I can't wait to go to Vincennes. J'ai hâte d'aller à Vincennes. Or, j'ai hâte d'être bronzé.
I can't wait to be tan.
Okay, now one last phrase or expression if you prefer.
Okay, right, and that's il y a longtemps.
In our dialogue, our characters talk about memories, about the past.
And Yves says il y a longtemps, a long time ago.
Yeah, I think he's talking about the Longchamp racetrack, l'hippodrome de Longchamp, right?
Yeah, our characters are all like really into betting.
Yeah, I know. So, il y a longtemps is a long time ago.
And this structure is very easy. It's il y a.
Remember, that means there is.
And then longtemps.
Which is literally long or a long time.
So, in the end, we have there is long or there is a long time.
Right. That's a long time ago. Now, if you want to be more specific about the amount of time, just use il y a.
And then add a more precise time. For example, 5 days ago would be
il y a cinq jours.
Or 1 hour ago.
Il y a une heure.
Or what about 2 months ago?
Il y a deux mois.
Right, so you get the pattern. Again, you're just adding il y a, there are, and then the time.
Oui. Apropos, Eric, by the way, Eric, since we're talking about the past, why don't we jump to our grammar point, which is the imperfect, l'imparfait?
Great, so this is one of the French past tenses.
Okay.
What's in the imparfait in our dialogue?
First, we have c'était in the sentence c'était génial.
This is when Joe is talking about horse betting.
Yeah, he says c'était génial. It was great.
Can you spell this out for us?
Bien sûr. It's C apostrophe E acute accent T A I T. C'était.
This is the imperfect form of être.
Right, and that means it was. Let's talk about our tense, the imparfait, a little bit more, the usage, for example.
Well, what is the imparfait used for?
First, you will use it when describing an emotional state in the past.
For example, in our dialogue, it was great.
Yeah, Joe is expressing his past enthusiasm.
Great, so emotions, what else?
Then you can use it to describe enduring states in the past, like the weather, for example.
I think we have that in our dialogue as well.
Oui. Yes, we do. Joe says, il faisait beau, which is the weather was nice or it was sunny.
Basically, the imparfait is describing a general state of how it was in the past. That's what's going on here. It's a description.
Yeah, exactly. And again, the weather was nice in French is il faisait beau.
One other use of the imparfait is to describe a repetitive action in the past.
It would be the equivalent of the English, I used to or I would.
Can you give us an example?
Mm-hmm, mais oui, bien sûr. Talking about your childhood, for example, you want to say you would go to school every day, so that you're going to say, j'allais à l'école tous les jours.
I would go to school every day. J'allais is going to be in the imperfect tense. It's going to be J apostrophe A-L-L-A-I-S.
And it's a repetitive action. Every day, I would go to school. Then you use the imparfait. Now, there are other uses, but we'll stick to what we have for now.
Okay, great introduction.
Okay, now let's see how to construct your imparfait conjugations.
The imparfait is one of the easiest tenses to construct in French.
Yes, so to conjugate the imparfait, let's take our verb to be, être.
So what we'll do is actually keep the first part of the infinitive.
Yes, usually it's the part before the er ending of your verb or the ir ending of your verb.
For être, it's a little bit more specific. We're going to change from the accent circumflexe over the E to an accent aigu, accent acute.
So what we do is we keep ET, E with an accent aigu, and then we get rid of the RE, the end of the verb.
And then we just add on the normal imparfait endings. For example, how do we start off with je?
Well, the ending for je at the imparfait is AIS, which is pronounced E.
So our verb will be e, et, and then ais.
Yes, and that sounds like été.
Do you have a little sentence for us?
Sure. J'étais malade hier.
I was sick yesterday.
Okay, so again, that's j'étais, I was, malade hier. Sick yesterday.
And again, we're using the imparfait because it's sort of describing a state in the past or a feeling, an illness, something like that.
I could have said, j'étais heureuse yesterday.
I was happy yesterday.
Exactly. Now, the ending for tu is the same as for je, which makes it very simple.
So it's just going to be spelled I, accent acute, T-A-I-S.
Oui. Eric, hier, tu étais triste.
Yesterday, you were sad.
Yeah, that's what I told Eric. But it's not true, I hope.
No, I was happy. J'étais heureux.
Okay, good. Again, you were sad is tu étais triste.
Now let's say the endings for il, elle, and on.
It will be A-I-T, and it's still pronounced E.
For example, Joe était à l'hippodrome de Longchamp hier.
Joe was at the Longchamp racetrack yesterday. As of the rest of the conjugation, you can check it in our lesson notes, and you will have the imparfait with nous, vous, il, and elle plural. And you will also find some insight about the indirect pronoun as in dis-moi, which is...
Tell me.
Here, in dis-moi, the indirect pronoun is moi.
Right. Well, we've seen some pronouns in earlier lessons. For example, chez moi, chez toi, chez nous.
Absolutely. So I think we're done for this lesson, Eric.
Sounds good. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
À table.
Ce repas est vraiment incroyable.
Oui, j'ai un mari exceptionnel. J'ai beaucoup de chance.
Une belle maison, un repas délicieux, c'est le paradis.
Oh, arrête. Alors, dis-moi, c'est comment la France ?
Oh, c'est génial. Les gens sont sympas et c'est magnifique.
Et comment c'était l'hippodrome de Longchamp?
C'était vraiment génial. Et il faisait très beau.
Ah, l'hippodrome de Longchamp. Nous avons beaucoup de souvenirs là-bas.
Mais c'était il y a longtemps.
À propos, nous allons à Vincennes demain.
Ah ouais, j'ai hâte.